我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray。
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你给我们来到这个上映会。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for leading us to this retreat.
我们希望我们每一个人都是一个聪明的人。
We wish we were all wise persons.
就是把我们的根基建立在这个磐石上面。
That is to build our foundation on this rock.
叫我们不单只听到，我们也行道。
Not only we hear the words, but we're also the doers of the words.
求主用今天的经文再一次鼓励我们。
May you once again encourage us with today's passages.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.所以呢，今年上映会的主题是假如你是真的信徒。
So the theme of this retreat is if you are a true Christian.
所以呢，我就选了雅各书跟大家去做一个自我的检查。
So I decided to use the book of James for us to do a self-examination.
所以呢，今天是最后一堂。
This is the last session.
其实呢，雅各书里面呢有七个检验。
There are seven exams in the book of James.
第一个检验我们第一天看了，就是你面对试炼跟试探的反应。
So the first exam is we talk about the first day, your response to trials and temptations.
那如果你不是一个基督徒的时候，其实你面对试炼试探的时候，你就会放弃。
If you are a Christian, when you face trials and temptation, you will give up.
但是呢，圣经讲到了，如果你真的有永生在你里面的时候，你面对试验的时候，你会产生忍耐。
So the Bible says, happy is the one who endures testing, because when he has proven to be genuine, he will receive.
所以我们每一个基督徒呢，都是一个忍者。
So we all Christians are endurers.
第二个考验呢，雅各哥提到我们面对神的话语的反应。
The second is our response to God's words.
如果你不是一个基督徒，你面对神的话的时候，你会抗拒。
So if you are not Christian, when you face God's words, you shall have resistance.
你读圣经可能会令你很生气。
So when you read the Bible, you may get angry.
但是呢，如果你是一个真的基督徒，你不单只会读这个圣经，你不单只会听这个道。
If you are a true Christian, not only you will hear this truth.
后面讲到了，我们听完以后，我们会行出来。
It says after we heard it, we will act upon it.
所以呢，一个真的基督徒呢，他是一个行者。
So the true Christian is a doer.
第三个考验呢，我因为时间的关系呢，我没有跟大家分享。
So I did not discuss with you the third test because of time.
但是呢，这个其实是在第二章一到十三节里面所讲。
Chapter 2 from verse 1 to 13.
就是你面对人的时候，你的反应是怎么样呢？
It's your response to men.
是你会偏信待人呢？
Are you going to favor someone?
还是呢，好像圣经所讲呢，你会用爱人如己的方法去对待人呢？
Are you going to love people as yourself as taught by the Bible?
所以呢，如果你真的有永生在你里面的时候呢，你是一个仁者，就是仁爱的人。
So if you are a true Christian,then you are a divine person.
It's a giver. Okay. 第四个考验呢，我们在第二堂的时候也有讲到，就是你信心的一个表现。
So the fourth is the second session, your response, how you manifest your faith.
一个真的基督徒呢，他的信仰不是一个挂在口头或者只在头脑上面的。
So a true Christian's faith is not what he just talk about or just keep in his head.
圣经讲到了，真的基督徒他的信心是有行为并行的。
So So Bible says a true Christian that his faith is together parallel to his action.
所以呢，一个基督徒他的生命是贯彻始终，所以我称他为一个忠信者。
So I call him a faithful person.
第五个考验呢，就是昨天晚上我们讲到的，就是从你所讲的话，我就知道了你是一个是不是一个基督徒。
So the fifth exam is what we spoke last night. From the words of your mouth, I can decide if you're a Christian.
没有神的生命的人呢，他出口伤人。
So someone who does not have God's life in him, he can hurt people with his tongue.
主要的原因呢，是因为他背后的成员呢，是一个从魔鬼、从属地的一个智慧。
Because he comes, the source of his wisdom is from the devil.
但是呢，他讲到一个真正的基督徒呢，他的智慧是从上头而来的。
So a true Christian, his wisdom comes from above.
那么呢，因为这个从上头而来的智慧呢，他所讲的话，他的人生。都是充满很多很的很好的品德的。
So because it comes from above, so what he does, he says, has a good virtue.
所以呢，一个真的基督徒呢，他是一个智者。
So a true Christian is a wise person.
那么今天呢，我们要讲第六个考验了。
So today we're going to talk about the sixth.
这个考验呢，就是你对金钱的反应。
This is your response to money.
雅各书第四章十三到第五章第六节呢，其实是两个图画。
There are two pictures in the James chapter 4 verse 13 to 5 verse 6.
这两个图画呢，就是当时两种有钱人在他们社会里面。
These two pictures are the two rich persons here in their society.
当时的人呢，要不然如果你是有钱人呢，大概你很可能是一个商人。
In those days, if you are rich, you're more likely to be a merchant.
或者呢，你就是一个大地主。
Or a landlord.
在第一世纪的时候呢，有钱的人呢，基本上就是这两种人了。
So during the first century, these are the basic two kinds of rich people.
那你会发觉呢，雅各讲到这两种人的时候呢，他都很不客气的。
So you may realize when James was very stern toward these two kinds of people.
因为十三节跟五章第一节呢，他第一个字呢，对吧？好，人就开始了。
So because in verse 13 and Verse 1 of chapter 5, he started with, hey.
所以让我们问一个问题啊，是不是有钱就是犯罪呢？
So we need to ask a question, is it a sin to be rich?
所以呢，今天呢，我们会仔细的去分析雅各在圣经里面的教导。
So today we will carefully analyze the teachings of James about money.
找出了这两种人，他背后真正的问题是什么？
We'll find out what the basic problems of these two kinds of people.
所以呢，我们先来看这个商人是怎么样的。
So let's look at what this merchant is like.
那这个商人在第十三节里面，简直讲，嗨，你们有话说，今天明天我要往某城。你去在那里住一年，买卖做买卖的利。
In verse 13 it says, Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money.
那么这个人的问题是在哪里呢？
So what is his problem?
是不是呢神反对我们计划呢？
Is God against our plan?
我想不是。
I don't think so.
因为呢，在好像箴言里面呢，圣经其实是鼓励或者称赞这些有计划的人的。
In the Proverbs, the Bible encourages people who make plans.
那么雅各对这个商人的批评是在哪里呢？
So what is James' criticism of the merchant?
如果不是他有计划，我们也不相信是因为他有钱的问题，那么他的所犯的毛病是在哪里呢？
If it's not he has a plan, nor because he's rich, then what is his problem?
因为呢，我形容他呢是一个狂妄自大的人。
So I think he's an arrogant and selfish person.
如果你看他所讲的话的时候呢，这个人是相信他能够控制他的人生在他手上。
So if you listen to what he says, he believes he can control his life with his own hand.
那你再看十三节里面所讲的话。
You'll go back to verse 13.
他相信呢，他能够控制他在什么时候，在什么地方做什么事情，得到什么的结果。
So he believes that he can decide, control when and where and to do what.
那雅各讲完十三节之后呢，他就问一个问题。
So after verse 13, James asked a question.
他就问。你连你明天在哪里你都不知道啊。
Actually, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow.
你怎么可能夸耀自己能够掌管你的人生？
How can you boast that you can control your life?
我们呢都很希望呢我们的就是楼房白事啊，我以后的人都知道我们是谁。
We really wish that we can leave a big legacy so everybody in the future generation will know who we are.
但是十四节里面呢，形容我们的人生就好像云雾一样。
So but in verse 14 it tells us our life is just like a mist.
那云雾是怎么样呢？
So what is a mist?
云雾就是如果你很早起来今天没有了，但是我们知道明昼秋天的时候，你很早起来的时候，你就会见到这些云雾在这个草地上面。
So you know that in the fall, if you get up early in the morning, you're going to see the mist on the grass.
但是呢，当太阳一出来的时候呢，这个云雾就没有了。
So when the sun comes out, it vanishes.
所以呢，这个就是讲到我们人生呢是很短暂，还有呢就是。不是很 significant， 就是没有很重要的，很快就过去了。
So this just tells us our the brevity of life, and it goes real fast.
我还记得呢，我成长的时候呢，对死亡的认识呢，有一个改变。
So I remember as I was growing up, there was change in my attitude toward death.
那小的时候呢，死亡呢只是一个书本上面的一个看未来的一个名词。
So when I was little, the word death is only something I read in the book.
但是15岁的时候呢，我家庭里面就开始有人离开世界。
So when I was 15, there are some of my family members left this world.
我外公是第一个人病死的。
So my grandfather died of a illness.
我是陪伴他最后半年的时候，看着他怎么在医院里面离开世界。
So I watched him in the hospital during the last 6 months of his life.
我在见到一个人呢，当他面对死亡的时候，就连他的尊严，连他最基本上的能力都没有了。
When somebody is facing life, I witness that he lost all his basic dignity.
到去年以后，就是我大概22岁的时候，我妈妈去世。
So 7 years later, when I was 22, my mother passed away.
我从来没有想过呢，我来美国念书，离开以后回去，有一天我见不到我妈妈的。
When I came to the United States to study, I never thought that one day when I go back, I would not see my mother.
后来我的爷爷呢，就是爷爷也去世了。
Then my grandpa died too.
最后分别好像我岳母啊 我爸爸后来十年前也去世了。
So my father died 10 years ago and then my grandmother also died.
那我就那我近年呢、啊、我有一个学妹她告诉我她的丈夫跟我同年纪的睡觉的时候去世了。
So this year, one of my younger classmates who told me her husband, which is my age, died in his sleep.
所以你要知道，死亡不是老人家的专利。
So you know that death is not only owned by the elderly.
我们每一个人随时随刻我们都可能面对。
So we can face death.Anytime.
所以如果是这样子的时候你怎么可以指着你的人生去夸口呢
So how, in this situation how can you boast your life
那一个狂妄自大的人呢他在他的计划里面呢你不会找到神的
In an arrogant person you will not find God in his plan
他整个工作的目的呢只是为了自己
His only purpose of working is for himself
你看十三节他讲到最后 他的目的是什么就是得利
So what was his purpose of working in the last word of verse 13 is to make money
这样子的人呢他的人生中心就是他自己
So his center of his life is himself
他就是为了享乐
He wanted to enjoy
他你可以说呢他是心中没有神的
because he has no God in his heart
有很多基督徒呢其实他可能他的名字他称呼自己是基督徒但是他的生活他的计划里面完全找不到神
some people may call themselves as Christian but in his life in his plan you will not find God
他们用钱他不会问问神这个是不是你喜欢的
When they use their money they don't ask God if this is what will please God
他安排时间的时候他不会把神的事情放在他的时间表里面
If he makes his schedule he will not put God in his schedule
当他选择工作的时候他只想到他可以赚多少钱他不会想到怎么会影响他属灵的胜利
When he finds a job, he will only think about how much money he's going to get without thinking how he can honor God.
很多人无论他选择大学啊，选择配偶啊，选择很多决定里面，他都不会把神放在中间。
Many people, when they choose their spouse, choose their college, they never think about God in their plan.
有的时候呢，我问我自己。
Sometimes I ask myself,
我怎么确定我是不是去旅游呢
How do I decide if I go travel and
是不是我有钱有时间我就可以去呢
Is that because I have money, I have time then I can go?
如果是这样子的时候你跟一个没有神的人其实是没有分别
So if that is true, then you are not different from anyone who has God, who doesn't have God.
耶稣形容这样子的人呢是一个无知的人
So Jesus considered those kind of people as a fool
因为呢这些人可以为他人生的计划得很好
Because those people who can make very good plans for their own lives
甚至呢好像呢福音书里面这个财主他说灵魂啊我有许多的财物置存可做多年的费用只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧
So just like in the book of Luke where this rich person he says Oh my soul you have plenty of grain laid out for you take it and be merry eat, drink and be merry
有的时候我在问自己我们每一天盯着我们的退休金的这个 401k 我们是不是就是讲这句话
So sometimes I was thinking of myself. Every day when I think or look at my 401k, am I saying this to myself?
雅各在15节里面呢去提醒我们。
So In verse 15, James reminded us,
一个基督徒的人生应该是好像十五节的人生。
So our life, a Christian's life, should be like the one in verse 15.
你们只当说，主要愿意我就可以活着，也可以做解释，话哪是？
You ought to say, if it, the Lord willing, then I will live and do this or do that.
那你要知道呢，主若愿意这句话呢，不是说呢，基督徒就是相信命运。
When we talk about we say the Lord's willing, doesn't mean we believe in our fate.
嗯，很多人呢，他相信命运的这简直说啊，我命运是简直的，所以我改不了啊。
So people who believe in their fate, they say, "Oh, this is my fate. I cannot change it."
但是呢，雅各的意思不是这样子。
But this is not what James meant.
他是承认了神是掌管他的生命的。
He acknowledges that God controls his life.
所以呢，他必须要知道神在这件事情的决定，他才去做这个事。
So he must know what's God's decision on a certain matter before he does it.
所以呢，他的讲这句话的人呢，他不是等，好像等这个命运的来到。
So when people say this, it's not like they're just waiting for the fate to occur.
当基督徒讲主要愿意的时候，就表明呢，他要寻找神的旨意在他的生命当中。
So when Christians say, if it is Lord's will, we are saying we're seeking the will of the Lord.
就好像呢，主祷文里面所讲，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So just like the Lord's Prayer, it says,You, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
一个基督徒他、因为他知道神掌管他的生命的时候，他就会主动的去寻找神的心意。
So when a Christian who knows God controls his life, he will actively seek God's will.
而且呢，他相信呢，他寻找神的心意的时候，神的计划呢，会因为他的寻求呢，会改变。
When he knows when he is seeking God's will, and God's will may he may change.
那你不要觉得很稀奇。
Don't be surprised.
Yeah. Okay. 其实圣经里面有一个例子，就是约拿。
There's an example in the Bible for Jonah.
那神已经明明的说，四十天以后我要毁灭这个城。
But God already said, after 40 days, I'm going to destroy the city.
但是这些人呢，他明白神希望他们会改的时候，他们就会改了。
So those people, they understood God, so they repent. God wants them to repent, they repented.
那么当他们顺着神的旨意的时候，神就改变他这个计划了。
As they follow God's will, that God changed his plan.
其实呢，你从神的角度，你也可以说呢，其实神从来没有改变他的计划。
Actually, from God's perspective, he never changed his plan.
他只是有一个很基本的一个原则，他就是阻挡这些骄傲的人，赐恩给这些谦卑的人。
So God has a basic principle. He will oppose the proud and give favor to the humble.
所以呢，如果你是一个很自大的人的时候，那么神就会让你遇到很多困难在你人生当中。
If you're an arrogant person, God will let you run into many difficulties.
但是呢，如果你在神面前谦卑，你去寻求他的心意，你去问主若愿意的时候，我就做这些事情的时候，神会赐福给你。
So if you humble yourself, you seek God's will, you say, if the Lord wills,Then God will bless you.
这个就是为什么呢？在上面一节里面呢，他讲到人若知道行善，却不去神行，也就是他的罪。
So that's what he says in the next verse. If anyone knows the good thing ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for him.
因为这个是我们的责任，去寻找神的心意。
It is our responsibility to seek the will of the Lord.
当我们知道以后，我们就必须要去做。
So once we know it, we have to do it.
所以这个 上人他最基本的问题是在哪里呢？
So what's the basic problem of this merchant?
就是呢他的张狂夸口啊。
Is his boast in his arrogance?
他把他的信心建立在他自己的能力上面。
He accepted his faith on his own ability.
他以为呢他有这个能力去控制他的人生。
He thought that he has the ability to control his life.
他以为呢他不需要神。
He thought he does not need God.
如果钱，你对钱的反应就是你觉得我有钱以后我就不需要神呢？
If your response to money is that if I have money then I do not need God.
大概你没有永生在你里面。
That possibly most likely you do not have eternal life in you.
在第五章里面呢又是另外的一种有钱人。
There's another kind of rich person in chapter 5.
这个呢是我们知道的他们是大地主。
They are the landlords.
那么呢雅各对这些人的责备呢是更严重的。
So what is James' rebuke to those people are much serious.
如果呢我用我自己翻译第一节的，我会这样子翻。
If I translate the verse 1, I would do this.
你们这些土豪啊，已经死到临头了，你就还不哭一。
So all you poor, evil rich person, your death is coming. Why haven't you started crying yet?
那你听到了其实这个语气呢，雅各不像对弟兄姐妹所讲的。
From the way he talked, it's not like he's talking to brothers and sisters.
换句话说，如果你有以下的特点在你人生里面，雅各很肯定你不是一个基督徒。
In other words, if you have the following characteristics in your person, then James is sure that you're not a Christian.
这些人我形容呢，他是一个唯利是图的一个人。
So this.People I described them is all about money life.
那他们呢的人生里面第一个特点呢，就是第三节最后所讲的，他只知道智占财钱财。
So the characteristic of this person is like in verse 3, they only know how to hoard money.
那他们呢，就财宝呢到一个地步呢，第二节讲到了他从此都长出来了，钱也生锈了。
So the way they hoard their wealth is described in verse 2. Their wealth has rotted, and the moth has eaten their garment.
你知道从前的财富就是食物啊、衣服啊，还有呢他们的钱币，但是他们的钱好像没有什么，好像我们现在的黄金怎么存的嘛，所以呢他们会生锈的。
So,You know, in those days, their wealth is their food, their clothes, and their coins. And their coins are made of gold, and their coins can be corroded.
你知道，其实现在的人呢，也有同样的问题。
So today, we have the same problem.
你知道，世界上面呢，50% 的财富是控制在80个人的手上啊。
The world.Well, 50% of the wealth are controlled by 80 people.
到明年呢，世界上面最有钱的1% 的人的财产是所有99% 的人加起来的。
So in
明年
just next year. So the rich.Top 1% of rich people, they own the money of the remaining 99% of the population.
那他就吓一跳，我真的这个是我找出来，我不是骗你。
This is true. This is true statistics.
圣经其实他没有反对我们制财宝。
The Bible doesn't against us to have.Accumulate wealth.
但是呢你甚至是提醒我们 你的财宝在哪里呢？你的心就在哪里。
The Bible really reminds us where your treasure is, there your heart be also.
所以呢，你第一个问题你要问自己的时候呢，就是你为什么你要置财宝。
So the question you're going to ask yourself is why you want to hoard money.
如果呢，你说因为我爱这些东西的时候，那么这个就是你的问题。
But if you say because I love those, then that is your problem.
那么，第二个问题你要问自己的时候，就是呢，你用什么方法去制裁宝呢？
So the second question you're going to ask yourself is how are you?Going to accumulate wealth.
嗯，好，你的方法是什么？第四节里面呢，讲到了这些大地主呢，他的方法就是剥削这些工人。
So on the verse 4, he says the people, the rich people accumulate the money by defrauding the workers.
我听过了有一些餐馆的工人，他告诉我。
I heard some restaurant workers, they tell me.
他说呢，他们曾经做过一些餐馆，这个季节好的时候呢，这个老板就请很多工人来帮忙他。
So they say that when the business is good, the boss hire a lot of people to work.
那么呢，这个老板一直就说，哎，我等我赚到钱的时候才发工资给你啦。
The boss said, when I, after I make my money, then I will pay you.
那么过了半年以后呢，他们一直都没有收到。
After half a year, they never receive any wage.
当他再回去的时候，哦，这个店关门了，老板也走了。
When they go back, the restaurant closes, the boss disappears.
另外一个故事，其实我是在报纸里面看见的。
I read another story in the paper.
就是在美国有一个公司呢，在柬埔寨里面开一个成衣的工厂。
There was an American company in Cambodia.
嗯。
And they make
pajamas. 没有，成衣就是就是没有clothing factory. OK.
Clothing
衣服啊，衣服 OK 大家明白就可以了 OK 所以、okay, 有一个新的 supervisor 这个管理的就从美国派过去
So they sent a supervisor there from America
他第一天到的时候呢啊，这些工人就罢工 不干了
So the first day the supervisor came, people went on strike.
那么他们就讨论了好几天。
So they discussed many days.
那么其实这个因为他新来了，他就不在这个讨论里面。
Because he came, he's new, so he wasn't during the discussion.
那么最后他忍不住了，他就问他手下，那么他们要扎多少钱呢？
So he couldn't wait anymore. He asked them.How much money do you want to raise?
A quarter, 两毛五
Just 25 cents.
那么他说，就加给他们两毛五一个小时啦。
But just give them 25 cents more every hour.
他说，不是一个小时，是一天加两毛五啊。
He said, it's not an hour, it's 25 cents a day.
所以呢，我们很多人，很多有钱的人你要问他们，你或者你问你自己，你的钱是怎么得到来的
？So for a lot of rich people, and we also need to ask ourselves, how did we get our money?
很多人呢，他说我没有犯法，我还是照税啊。
They say that some people will say that I did not commit a crime, I pay tax.
但是呢，如果你欺压这些穷人的时候，圣经说他们的怨心是会达到神的耳。
So, however, if you oppress those poor people, their complaints will reach God.
你以为这个社会，好像管不了你，但是我们的神会纪念你的恶。
You may think that this society cannot mind control you, but our Lord will remember your evil.
最后一个问题我们要问的就是你有什么多钱以后，你计划是什么用呢？
So there's last question, after you have accumulated the money, how are you going to spend it?
其实大弟子的其实呢 他就是用在自己的身上了。
So those big landlords, they just use on themselves.
他就是好宴乐、就是宰杀这些、动物就是自己吃了。
So they were just living in the luxury life that they kill the animals, they eat them.
那我记得其实我觉得人们、的确有一个矛盾的。
I think there is a conflict with people.
你小朋友小的时候啊，你怎么教他们呢？
How do you teach your children when they were young?
我的意思是说，那你放他去教会的 nursery 这个、小朋友的房间，你就会告诉他。
那 you go to the nursery school in the church, you will tell them.
你就说，那记得啊，要跟人家分享这些玩具啊。
You tell them, oh, remember, you want to share the toy with others.
但是我们长大以后呢，我们好像自己就忘了这个事情了。
After we grow up, then we seem to forget about it.
我们呢，不愿意跟人家分享。
We don't want to share with others.
我们觉得他们穷，因为他们懒。
Is it they're poor because they're lazy?
没有想过呢，神给我们什么都好处的时候呢，是希望我们与我们旁边有需要的人分享的。
We did not think that God wanted us to have so much benefits. He wanted us to share with the people who are in need.
你有没有想过，如果你家里面有十个儿女
？If you have 10 children, have you thought about it?
你离开家里面之前，为他们预备早饭。
Before you leave the house, you prepare breakfast.
那么呢，你就放了十个报纸在这个桌子上面。
And you put ten dumplings on the table.
那么呢，你回家发觉呢，这个大哥一个人吃了九个。
When you go home, you find the elder person ate all nine of them.
你会怎么对付这个大哥呢
？So how are you going to rebuke this person?
觉得这是神为什么对这些有钱人这么生气？
This is why God is angry with the rich people.
其实不是因为他们有钱，
Not because they are rich.
是因为他们怎么用他们的钱？
This is how they use their money.
他们怎么赚他们的钱？
How they earn their money.
就是还有就是为什么他们要这么多钱？
Why they want so much money?
在五到六节的时候呢，所以在第六节他就说呢，你们定了一人的罪，把他们杀害，他也不抵挡他你们。
So in verse 6, you have condemned and murdered the innocent one who was not opposing you.
所以呢，神其实在这里提醒他们，他们将来的审判是必定的。
God is reminding them they are certainly will face judgment.
雅各书呢是一个很好的给我们自我检验的一本书。
The book of James is a very good one for us to do self-examination.
在第六个考验里面呢，他就问我们你对钱的反应是怎么样。
So the sixth test is your response to money.
如果呢你真的是一个有永生的人呢，你会问一个问题，这个是不是主愿意的？
If you are a person with true eternal life, you will ask the question, does this God wills?
你会问我的人生应该怎么用，我的钱应该怎么用？
How do I use my life? How do I use my money? That's what you should ask.
所以呢，一个真的基础，一个真的有永生的人呢，是一个原则。
So that's why a true Christian with eternal life is a virtuous one.
我们经过几天呢，我们自我的检查。
Through the last couple of days, we went through self-examinations.
每一个查验呢，其实我们都知道，你面对查验的时候只有两个结果。
We all know that there are only two results when we face a trial.
要不然你就是考过，要不然你是考不过。
Either you pass or you fail.
那如果你考过的时候，我恭喜你。
If you pass, I congratulate you.
你不需要等到了上来进天国之前一刻，你才知道你能不能进去。
You do not have to wait until the last minute to know whether you can enter the kingdom.
但是如果我考不过，那我怎么办呢？
But if I fail, what can I do?
雅各书的最后两节成为了，就是鼓励我们，其实如果我们考不过 ，OK， 我们当怎么做
？So the last two verses is an encouragement for those of us who fail. What can we do if we fail?
十九节说：“我的弟兄们呢，你们中间若有迷失正道的，有人使他回转，使人开始道，叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便是做了一个灵魂不死，并且借带许多的罪。”
In verse 19, my brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring that person back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins.
这句话是讲给教会听。
This is spoken to the church.
换句话说，如果教会里面发现有一些人他不是得救的，他可能是一个挂名的基督徒，你的反应不是把他踢出教会了。
So if in the church there are some Christians who are not true Christians, they only are Christian by name, do not chase them out.
你要领他回转。
You need to bring them back.
当你带领一个罪人回转的时候，
其实 you bring the sinners back.
你是借开许多的罪。
So you have covered multitude of sins.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
求主给我们一个诚恳的心在你面前。
May you give us an earnest heart before you.
因为我们不需要骗任何的人。
We do not need to see.
我们更不希望骗我们自己。
We do not want to deceive ourselves either.
如果我们真的发觉我们没有这个永生的表现在我们人生里面。
If we truly discover that we do not have this in our lives, true in our lives.
我们知道我们的神是蛮有怜悯的。
We know that our Lord is full of mercy.
我们随时都可以接受主耶稣成为我们的救主。
We cannot receive Jesus as our Savior anytime.
我们就得到这个永生。
So that we may have eternal life.
这个永生就会有这些表现出来。
If we have the eternal life, we'll manifest all these characteristics.
我们为到这个教会，我们感谢你。
We thank you for this church.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.